Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Wellness Wednesday. I'm your host, John Rush, and it's a little chilly Wednesday, going to get colder as we head through the weekend, though, so be prepared. Yesterday's impossible question. 44% of us have brought a date to this unusual place. By the way, this place is something I would not frequent. Or you've gone there on a date at least once. Where is it? Now, I probably went on a date there long time ago. Like mid-80s or something, maybe, or early 80s. The answer is McDonald's. Yeah, it's not what I would consider to be a date place. Although, hey, you know what? I guess the date is what you make of it. We're going to actually have some folks on later in the week talking about some of that. In fact, Friday we're going to interview somebody that will talk about what to do for Valentine's Day if, you know, you just find yourself not wanting to get out in public, or you can't find that place to go, or you're strapped for cash, whatever the case. We'll talk about that, Andy and I will, on Friday as well. Impossible question of the day. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. The average person consumed almost 13 pounds of this last year. And the hint is, this is a breakfast food, but it's not bacon. I'm guessing there's probably more than 13 pounds of bacon consumed by most individuals, or a lot of individuals. But the average person consumed almost 13 pounds of this last year. Now, keep in mind, you got to divide that up over, you know, 365 days. So, you know, it's probably not as much of a quantity as you think. I didn't do the math on this, Charlie, but if you actually took the 13 pounds and divide that by 365 days, that's 0.035 pounds a day. So this is not a ton. This could be anything from cereal to milk to you name it. I don't have a real answer, to be honest with you, because I'm not a huge, I mean, I love breakfast. I could eat it every single day, but I have to really watch that end of things, as you all know. So as much as I love pancakes and waffles and cinnamon rolls and all those things. So anyways, the average person consumed almost 13 pounds. I'm going to say sugar. I'm going to say sugar because I think most people would be shocked at how much sugar is in their diet. Now, they may not be consuming it as the white substance that you add to coffee or, you know, other items around the table, but I think most people would be shocked to find out how much actual sugar they use. So, all right, in store for us today, Dr. Julie will join us here in just a few minutes from Ascent Health Center. Then I've got Nicolette Pace joining us at the 3:30 mark. We're going to talk about 8 foods that fight wrinkles. So if some of you out there are aging, which I and Charlie both are, and you're trying to avoid those wrinkles, then we've got 8 foods that will help you fight those wrinkles. And as I read through some of these, yeah, makes sense. We'll find out more as we get to that part of the show. Richard Battle will join us at 4 o'clock, as he always does. We're going to learn how to perform like Tom Brady in any undertaking. That'll be at the 4 o'clock mark. Patrick Wood will join us, and he's going to talk really just about DeSantis, big media, big tech. By the way, DeSantis today had some great things to say in regards to a lot of folks in Florida whining about the Buccaneers not wearing masks and Tom Brady and some of the players not wearing masks and so on. He's got a great answer to a lot of the folks that were in the audience sort of dogging him on that. And by the way, a lot of those folks on the left sort of look at DeSantis the way they did Trump, because they don't think this guy follows the science and they don't think that he's doing the things he should. There's a you know, slight recall effort going on in Florida, people that don't like him. And the reality is, we all know Florida is doing much better when it comes to how they're handling things economically, how they're handling things emotionally, which is what we talk about during this first hour each Wednesday with health and wellness. They're doing just a better job overall, despite what a lot of folks in the media and what the left will tell you. So we'll get into that in the 4 o'clock hour. Paul Andrews is going to join us, by the way, at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. He's from the National Western Stock Show. And that'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to talking to Paul. That's a huge staple in our Colorado economy. And as you all know that are listening, that was canceled for 2021. I believe their plans are to be back in 2022. But we'll get more from Paul on exactly what their plans are, how that's going to work, and so on. And then Ari Hoffman will join us at 5:30. And we're going to talk more about just COVID, the death tracker, you know, the politics regarding all of this, which, you know, I thought by now we would be done talking about COVID in regards to some of the things that we talk about on a daily basis. But yet, I was reminded again today, news stories all over. Wall Street Journal happened to have this one. They are now doubling down on this double mask wearing nonsense. One mask isn't good enough. You're now going to have to wear two. I mean, where does this stop? I mean, if two is not good enough, then is it three or is it four? Do we start wearing space bubble helmets around to make sure that nobody's catching anything at all ever? I mean, at what point do we get to where we make sure that we are responsible for ourselves? We build our immune systems up to the point where we're able to handle things. We protect those that are most vulnerable, just like we would with anything else, whether that be elderly people, you know, driving or being around people that have the flu, or you name it. We can go down the list. I mean, at what point do we start becoming responsible U.S. citizens again, making sure that we and our families are well cared for, and we quit relying on everyone else, including the government, to do so? I, for one, want to get to that point. I'm tired of everybody out there, not everybody, but the majority of people out there wanting the government to take care of them. I don't need the government to take care of me or my family. I am more than capable of doing it myself. In fact, Mr. Government, get out of my way and I'll do a better job of it than you ever think of doing. Unfortunately, we live in a day and age where everybody out there is looking for the next handout, not hand up, but hand out, and they expect the government, which, by the way, the government has no money. I want to remind everybody of that on a regular basis. I know this is a little off of health and wellness, but the government has no money other than what they print or steal from you and I as taxpayers. And yes, I use that term steal on purpose because, in my opinion, that's what they do. If you look at what they do with the money we give them that we pay in taxes, which I believe is theft, they are the most wasteful individuals you will ever see. None of you listening, if there were a charitable organization out there that spent money like the federal and or state governments do, or even your local government does, you would never give a dime to that charity ever again. Yet, all the governments I just mentioned, state, local, federal, they all take your money and then literally waste it. Yes, waste it. Some of you would say, well, you know, you've got nice streets to drive on and you have sewer and you have this and you have that. It's debatable on even how much of that we're getting in return. And by the way, most of that was paid for eons ago, and new infrastructure today is being paid for in yet other taxes, i.e., metro districts and the like. Those are things we can get into later, or even in future shows, if you don't know what I just talked about a moment ago. So there's other ways for these entities to collect money and put an infrastructure, and frankly, very little of it is coming from our direct income, state or federal, in regards to taxes. By and large, the majority of your taxes are going towards entitlements and or freebies for others. One last thing before we go to Dr. Julie in a moment. Belmar Shopping Center. This was sad news. Walt sent me this late last night. This was an article in 9 News. Belmar Shopping Center has taken out bankruptcy. I believe they owe $108 million on $100 million worth of loans for Belmar. And, of course, with COVID and everything that's happened there and the fact that there's a lot of individual businesses that cannot pay rents, they are now forced into bankruptcy. And I don't know exactly what will happen with Belmar. That has become a really nice, thriving area, if you would, in that area of Lakewood. And if that does not sustain, I am fearful that that whole area may end up going back and reverting back to what it was before Belmar came along, which, by the way, most of you, when I was a kid, Charlie would even back me up on this. When I was a kid, you wouldn't go to that part of Lakewood 25, 30 years ago. You just would not show up there. Why? Because it wasn't a safe place to be. It is now. You can go down there, enjoy yourself, eat, have fun, watch movies, shop, whatever it happens to be. It's a great place to go and hang out. If something happens there, it's liable to go back the way it was. So, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. Michael is going to join me next Wednesday, give us an update on what's happening in that, in his neck of the woods, I should say. But when it comes to health and wellness and then planning ahead when it comes to your estate, folks, let me tell you, and I'm a family, we are a family that's experiencing this and has, you never know what's going to happen next. Make sure your estate's in order. And do that now with Michael Bailey. Find him at klzradio.com or call 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Novus Auto Glass, folks, make sure that you can see clearly. Get your windshield replaced today or fixed. And as we head into this cold weather this weekend, if you've got a chip, keep in mind that with the change of temperature in the windshield itself, just from the defrosters, that could make that crack or chip even worse. So get that fixed now. Give them a call today. They work with all insurance companies. RushToReason.com/Novus, and that's spelled N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at RushToReason.com.
All right, Barber's Foods is next, folks. And as we talk to Dr. Julie in a moment, the thing that Barber's does is, and Julie talks about it a lot, is knowing where your food comes from. How is it grown? How is it raised? How is it processed? How does it make it to your table? A lot of things you buy, you cannot answer that question. In fact, the store you're buying it from cannot answer that question. But Barber's Foods can answer all of those questions, plus a lot more. They really understand the meat industry, the protein industry, and what's going on there. Give them a call today or find them online at barbersfoods.com. That's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
To combat food inflation, Barber's Foods is offering great deals to help fill your freezer. Prices for soybeans and corn are up, and most farm animals are fed on corn and soy. So it's costing more to feed animals. That's why meat prices will be going up this year everywhere, an estimated 10 to 25%. To save money on high-quality meats, head over to barbersfoods.com and click on the Fill My Freezer page to see all of their specials. Colorado-produced ground beef in one-pound user-friendly packages, only $2.99 per pound. Pittman Farms boneless, skinless, air-chilled chicken breasts in small, easy-to-use packs for only $5.99 per pound. Barber's Foods knows the families that raise and process the meats they sell, so whether it's Pittman Farms air-chilled chicken, the Beeler family Duroc non-GMO pork, Colorado-grown beef, or any of the other meats they sell, they know that the animals were raised right and cared for humanely. Barber'sFoods.com, Colorado native-owned since 1949.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Julie Marchio joining us now from Ascent Health Center. Dr. Julie, how are you today?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing very, very well. And, you know, as you know, and that we've had some things going on in our own family, and I've shared some of that on air. You know, I think, Dr. Julie, when we feel or we all think we feel good, you know, spending money on health is just sort of one of those things that's, I'm just being honest, it's secondary, or it's even maybe even further down the list than that. It's like our car. If it's running well, nobody cares about it. You get in, you drive someplace, you get out, it's not any big deal. But you don't realize that without proper maintenance and upkeep, it may not always do that. And I think, you know, our bodies and our lives are very much the same way. And we don't think about that until something drastic happens, or we watch someone else, or something happens to us individually. Your thoughts?
I mean, I think that's true, and I think that, you know, we don't tend to put money in our house. We spend money on clothes, vacations, and when it comes to health, it feels like it's an expense instead of something that we're giving ourselves to have longevity,
yes,
to make a difference so that we don't get in these situations. My brother recently just had cervical neck surgery, and you know, he played professional football, and there's some extenuating circumstances, but seeing him go through that, it really highlights how important it is to take care of yourself, and it's easier to stay well, certainly, than it is to get well.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
you know, a surgery like that, and to sit in the hospital, and then to not know how it's going to heal, and to have metal in your body, and we don't think about staying well until it's too late. And so,
yeah, that's well said.
You know,
no, that's exactly. I think what you just said is exactly it. I mean, we're, you know, literally preaching every Wednesday, and you know, it's near and dear to me, and it's why, you know, we've teamed up with you, and why Ascent Health Center is a part of what we do, and really trying to get people, you know, literally, Dr. Julie, force people to go see you, because to me, when I say force, it's because I want them to live a long, healthy, fun-filled life, and I know just from experience that the better you feel, the more fun life is in general. The better your moods are, the better you see things that come your way, even the adversities in life, the better that you are health-wise, I firmly believe, and I think it's been proven over and over again, the better we handle those adversities. And yet, with all of that and all the pushing and prodding that I do, it's just hard to get people to do anything about it until they don't feel well.
Well, I mean, I think that's how we've been raised. Instead of being raised to take care of ourselves ahead of time, we sort of take our health for granted and only think about putting wellness in when we don't feel good. And so that's the error that we make in keeping ourselves healthy and being at the forefront of our own, of managing our own health. And when we're not at the forefront of managing our own health, then the government tries to manage
right.
your health for you.
Right.
And we get in the kind of situations that we're in right now.
That's right.
Where,
that's right.
I mean, they're mandating. Do you know that the CDC owns, the loans that they're forgiving right now, the CDC is owning some of those loans. And so to get forgiveness, you can get forgiveness, but you're going to have to maybe take the vaccination or... And so the whole thing about having to rely on the government to keep, get, or stay healthy is pretty scary. And yet, again, people think spending money on food is is too expensive, or, I mean, the majority of probably the money that we have and use goes to food in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then the rest of it goes to the supplements that we need to take, or the care that we don't just take care of ourselves in my office. I have partners that I partner with that help me take care of my kids or help me take
right.
care of myself.
Right.
And
right.
so.
Do you think that because of, you know, the invention literally of modern medicine, the fact in the last 100 years we've really come a long ways when it comes to being able to cure a lot of things. And by the way, I'm very thankful for that. I'm not trying to, you know, beat up the medical community or anything along those lines. You know me. I would never do that. I'm thankful that they're there. I'm thankful for modern medicine. On the same token, you know, much like I always talk about the car, much like we take for granted the fact that we can now hop in a car and drive coast to coast and have really little to no problems doing so, where Dr. Julie, even some 30 to 40 years ago, that would have been a trip you would have to prepare for, have extra tools, put things in the car to make sure you didn't have any breakdowns, on and on we go. Today we live in an age where literally you can hop in almost any modern car and go coast to coast, much like our health, where, you know, we sort of just rely on the medical community to take care of something if we get sick, and in turn, we do nothing preventative of it, or for it, I should say, because of modern medicine. Am I right or not?
Well, sure. I think we've been conditioned to trust medicine, that it's going to take care of us, or that it has an answer, or that we just have to take a pill instead of investing the time, the money, the energy. I mean, time is as much of a sacrifice
right.
as money is sometimes.
Right.
And invest in sacrificing that and saying, okay, I've got to go once a month or once a week or whatever, and use that time, set aside that time for myself instead of being like, oh, I've got to go take care of myself today. We just don't do enough self-care or look at it as a gift. Sometimes we look at it as a burden. And
right.
That's a really hard right. way to look at longevity.
I agree. I fully agree. And, you know, as you were just saying that a moment ago, I thought to myself, if we put the same priority on, you know, living well, which involves seeing you on a routine basis, if we put as much effort into that as we did other things in our life, i.e. watching the next Netflix series, you know, binge watching this or doing, you know, whatever number of other things there are, including, you know, eating out and so on, you know, if we did those things, or if we did with our health what we do with those things, we'd all be in better shape. On the same token, Dr. Julie, I feel like we live in such a modern world that everything out there, in my opinion, is working against us, even though there's lots of folks out there talking about health. Literally, the systems that we have today in America especially are really designed, Dr. Julie, to go against us health-wise. What I mean is everything fast food, prepackaged, ready to go. Nobody has to sit down anymore and do meal prep. And if
right.
you know where I'm going with this. I mean, we've made it so convenient, yet that
Absolutely.
Convenience is costing us our lives.
That is so well said. I mean, I think that's exactly it. We don't think that it's going to take time to heal, or it's going to take time to cook, or it's going to take time to sit down and eat a meal with your family. It's just like, hey, this is already ready to go. I'm just going to eat this, and it's packaged in plastic, and somebody else has touched it. I mean, even the food that we're buying that we cook ourselves has such a long system of transit to get to us.
Right.
That the more, you know, the smaller footprint, the more it comes from Colorado or whatever area you live in, the closer it is to your home, really the better you're going to be with allergies, sensitivities. I mean, think of honey. Think of
right.
the things that we eat that have the bacteria, the pollen, the grasses. You know, when the cows are eating the grasses and we're eating those kinds of grasses, that's a big, big difference in our immune system because it's learning its environment.
Mm.
And they're starting to create meat in labs. And I mean, I can't even, and I don't know if we're going to be able to, I don't know if we're going to be told that we are eating lab-created meat, because they changed the word GMO. I forgot now. I'll have to look it up and I'll put it on our website. But they changed the word GMO to something else. So if you're looking for genetically modified or engineered on the label, on the packaging label, it is not going to say that anymore. Mm. They changed it to something that sounds really fancy that is not fancy.
You made and a great point. In fact, Greg from Barbers has talked about the synthetic beef, I guess you could call it, or the lab beef. And, of course, Dr. Julie, what you're going to see there is there's going to be a big push for us to have that because they claim that's more environmentally friendly and you're not having to feed cows and do feedlots and all this other stuff, which we both know is really just a guise for folks making money in that particular area. And we all know that everything has a trade-off. And I firmly believe this will be one of those things where the trade-off is our health.
Right. But here's the word. It's bioengineered food.
Ah.
So no longer is it going to say GMO, and the QR code is not going to say that. It's going to say bioengineered, which doesn't sound very good either. But people aren't used to that word, so they're not going to know that that means GMO.
Correct.
And I don't think we're going to get a stamp that says lab-created. So people need to know where to buy their food locally and who it's coming from.
I agree. All right, folks, go see Dr. Julie today. I mean that sincerely. And, yes, I'm forcing you to do that, not because I care about Dr. Julie and her business, which I very much do, and I appreciate her having a partnership with us and just, you know, love what she does, and you know, just everything you do, Dr. Julie. I love just what you do and all of what goes on there, and yourself included. But really, I am trying to get people, force them, if you would, to go see you, because at the end of the day, yes, I care about people. Yes, I want them to live a long, healthy, and productive life. And I know we've got folks right now listening that don't feel well, and yet they won't take that 5 or 10 minutes to even sit on the phone and talk to you and figure out what's a game plan moving forward. And literally, that's all they have to do is pick up the phone, call you, and start the process.
Exactly. Yeah, we would love to help. It's 303-343-8800. 303-343-8800.
Perfect. Dr. Julie, thank you. And again, look forward to next week. Stay healthy and appreciate all that you do for us. I really do.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right. And again, Dr. Julie, Ascent Health Center. Folks, I do mean that. And as much as, yes, Dr. Julie's a partner, yes, she's doing this because she needs business and wants business. But ultimately, she's like me. She wants to help you and others like you feel better. That's her goal. That's what she does. Go look at the mission statement of Ascent Health Center. By the way, that's something I should focus on. Go look at her mission statement at Ascent Health Center and go look at somebody else's mission statement that's in the medical community. Go look at your own family practitioner and tell me how they align. And I will tell you right now, they don't. Because the average family practitioner has to run people through almost like a feedlot to be able to make the insurance side of it work to where they can even stay in business. That's not Dr. Julie's model. So again, there's so much difference going there than there is going anywhere else that really you need to go check it out, find out what she can do for you. And again, find her at AscentHealthCenter.com.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
Gino's Auto Service, folks. We talk about cars all the time when we talk about health and wellness. And the reality is your car needs to be taken care of just like you do, because without that proper maintenance, it will cost you money down the road, much like our own body. So go to Gino's Auto Service. They're over in Littleton. Have been there for 37 years. Great partner of ours. Love those guys dearly. And just great friends. 303-794-6700. It's ginosautoservice.com. Gino's with a J.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Gino's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Gino's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, our Wellness Wednesday hour that we do each Wednesday. Nicolette Pace, joining us now from Nutrisource, Inc. Nicolette, welcome to Rush to Reason.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
I appreciate it very much. We do Wellness Wednesdays, as you know, as you can tell, every Wednesday, really in my heart to help people really, you know, live a more healthy, productive. And, you know, for me, Nicolette, it's just the better I feel, the better I'm able to tackle things that come along in life. And I think there's so many people out there that just don't feel well. It's why I do what we do on Wednesdays. But you've got something specific to talk about, and that is eight foods that fight wrinkles. And I'm anxious to hear what they are.
Oh, yeah, that spans all cultures. First on the list is tomatoes. And that represents a class of fruits and vegetables. It's the pigment within them that is so, so important. It contains lycopene, which is a derivative of vitamin A in the beta-carotene family. And it helps fight off wrinkles and aging. It helps keep a youthful appearance and soft, supple skin. In fact, if you eat foods with this type of a color routinely with lycopene and other carotenoids, it'll pass through your vascular system onto your skin, and you'll improve your skin complexion in as little as 6 weeks.
That's not very long.
No.
Okay, so
we need immediate nowadays. So.
Yeah, well, that 6 weeks still isn't too bad when it comes to what you're talking about. And I guess I have, you know, maybe a dumb question. I mean, I guess if I don't know the answer, there's probably folks out there listening that don't know the answer either. Where do wrinkles, you know, and aging come from?
Well, so it's naturally part of aging, but we can accelerate it. We can definitely accelerate it. If you have a diet that's too high in sugar, too high in fat, the byproducts of metabolism spit out compounds called, believe it or not, AGEs, A-G-E-s, and the other one for fat is A-L-E-s. So it's AGEs and ALEs. And these byproducts of metabolism are very, very reactive within the body. It causes your body to age prematurely. Some of these substances are going to be formed inevitably and within moderation, but we can certainly contribute to it, being UV skin damage and smoking and an overall poor nutrient diet.
So what you're saying is there really is some secrets to, or not some, there are secrets to aging well. In fact, I think we've all seen it. You can look at individuals where, you know, you even try to guess the age. And in some cases, some folks could look literally 10 years younger than they actually are, and I'm guessing because of the things you're going to talk about.
Yeah, and actually, as an aside, L'Oreal offered me $500,000 for my DNA.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a joke. Well, I'm 150 years old, so I don't look
it. There we go. Good.
I'm actually a lot more than 10 years younger. Anyway, yeah, there's a lot of things. The next one is, and really, the secret is in the pigment. And it's not because we're going to pull it out in an extract and put it into a pill. It's the synergy or the combination of the foods together and the whole food that works miraculously. The next one is going to be like that purple color. The pigment is called anthocyanin.
Okay.
These are the plant chemicals. You're looking at berries, blueberries, raspberries, bilberries, tons and tons of stuff. It's gorgeous. They're beautiful colors. And it's really tops on the antioxidant list for really healthy biological activity through your body. You are what you eat.
Literally. Yeah, we are. And I talked about this a little bit before you came on as well. And again, we do this every Wednesday. So I hammer this pretty hard every single week. Everything, though, that you're going to talk about, I'm assuming, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but in today's fast-paced lifestyle that we all live and the convenience factor, what you're talking about takes some time and planning, right?
Yeah, but not necessarily. You know, if you follow some credos for shopping, I mean, take inventory of what you have. Don't buy a lot. Just buy a little bit of stuff. Buy maybe one apple, two pears, two bananas. You don't have to buy the whole bunch. This way, okay. It just rots. You don't have to go, full circle into it. You could put things in gradually. But in as much as you include these super skin foods, these eight super skin foods, at least the categories of them, you know, you can offset it by doing all kinds of bad things to your body, staying up all night, smoking, drinking too much, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Well, and what I meant a moment ago is we live in this world where there's so many things you can buy pre-packaged, or you drive through a restaurant, you know, through a drive-through, which I would never recommend. But when you do, it's a convenience factor. And the reality is, if you do that on an ongoing basis, you may not get any of the things you're going to talk about today.
Well, it's kind of like, you're trying to jog uphill. It is a problem. And interestingly, you brought it up. Next month, March, is Frozen Food Month. This month is National Snack Month, and if you want to talk about like a segue between the processed foods and the chemicals they contain, so you know we want to get back into the whole foods and include these foods in the diet.
All right, what's next?
We're just looking at the colors. A green tea, pretty famous with it. The chemical in there is ECGC. Out of all the teas, it is the highest in that. It's been shown to have anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer properties, but it helps. Intervene between the way cells grow and keep them in a healthy life cycle, so to fight off invaders and that free radical damage.
How often should you have that? To be like something you would do, daily, breakfast, lunch, what?
It depends on your preference, and frankly, all the teas contain antioxidants, so you can vacillate between them all. You don't have to go hardcore. Some people just routinely have it every day, but it's good to bring it into the diet. But you can offset it by putting a ton of sugar in it. Now what you're looking at is,
Right. You just negated it, probably. Know. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Kefir yogurt. I mean, everyone is yogurt, the poster child for probiotic class, but it's really looking at fermented foods. It's skin-friendly bacteria. It works tremendous. It works down to condition your skin inside and out. And including fermented foods like kefir and yogurt helps improve the skin health. It gives you an edge over common beauty busters like redness, dryness like rosacea, dry skin, and including them into the diet will foster a healthy glow. Maybe a third of a cup of yogurt three times a week has been shown in many studies to have the health benefit.
Amazing, amazing. All right, I know on the list is next is fish, which I love fish, and most people know there's some good out of it. I guess the question I have for you, do we have to be picky? So first of all, what does fish do? Second of all, do we have to be picky in the type of fish?
Well, obviously, some of the sea fish, like salmon, is just like a lot of people, like tens of thousands of patients, some people just don't like it. But really, including fish in the diet is tremendous. It's the omega-3 in there. All of the fish have it, whether it be shellfish or something like a bluefish or a salmon or et cetera, et cetera. Just include them in the diet, picking them up, and including them in the diet. You're getting that omega-3. It's a very, very important aspect of that includes health and beauty, enhancing your skin, protection, and again, combating the dryness and improving circulation overall.
All right, next one is nuts, which I love. I know if you're watching weight, you kind of have to be a little careful in the type of nut that you eat, and you can't go overboard, but a handful of nuts is much better than a handful of chips.
Calorie for calorie, you're going to get less calories in a handful of chips than you will the nuts. And because nuts are extremely addictive, and I love them, I have yet to find anybody, unless they have an allergy, that doesn't include them.
Right.
I think the best use of them is to include them in, let's say, a salad,
right,
where you'll be able to put a particular amount of portion in there, and you actually slow down your eating, and you'd be munching and crunching on these things. They have vitamin E, also fantastic antioxidant and great for your skin.
All right, what's next?
I think we're out of it. I think we're up to the eight.
That's it? All right, what about... And I know there's a couple more that are on the list: avocados
and
which is much like which is what they call a healthy fat, right?
Yeah, healthy fats, you know, avocados, things like that. They have low-level carotenoids. People don't realize that they have that orange color, and they're very good. But they're a fatty fruit, so we're not going to go, again, like nuts, hog wild onto them. Many people think nuts are protein. They're not. They're a very complex fat. So we have to respect them a bit so we don't go overboard and kind of negate it, because too much fat also will produce metabolic byproducts that are going to cause aging as well. Things got to be really put into perspective.
Yeah, for everybody listening, again, what we're talking about is not a diet of, you know, while everything on this list, if done correctly, could help you when it comes to weight loss or weight control. We're really talking about the aging side of the fence as the things that we've gone through today. All right, anything else you want to add to that, Nicolette?
Hydration. Water, coffee, tea, the best. Sugar substitutes, that's a whole nother topic altogether, but you know, we can't villainize sugar to the point that we have to put in chemicals in our body. And hydrating between meals is the best. This way it doesn't stimulate the digestive system way too early, and you get hungrier faster, and we need to keep that that healthy plumpness, and cells need water for metabolism, absolutely.
How much water per day should we have?
Minimum is 1,500 milliliters, which is about 6 cups, but it depends on the person. It depends on the activity. For an older adult, you know, you're looking at 6 cups, but you also get free water in foods like salads, like iceberg lettuce. Yeah. So, you know, the minimum of that, but you know, working out and exercising, you know, that's a whole different, thing. So, you know, you don't have to like waterlog yourself. That's even not too good either. So an average 6 to 8 is good.
When you talk about aging and all of this, which, you know, you have done a tremendous job in this world, as you said earlier, what do you see some of the biggest mistakes that people make, or even things where they think they're trying to help themselves in the aging process, but really they're not doing anything to help it? In fact, in some cases, might be hurting it. What do you see people making mistakes on?
I see people coming in, especially many patients, tens of thousands of them, telling me, well, I don't understand why I'm not losing weight. I don't understand why I have these problems. I eat healthy, quote unquote. So eating healthy does not really necessarily solve everything. And we can't look at food as a panacea. And I think that's been exploited in multiple areas for superfoods. So we're harvesting stuff from the Amazon, you know, and the rainforest, which is supposedly, you know, under environmental stress. Just because this is a special, you know, fountain of youth type food. All the foods are miraculous. All of the foods will help you. And, you know, getting into them is the best bet. Avoiding the processed foods or minimizing them is the best bet. And just because you're eating healthy, again, like we said earlier, it doesn't wipe out a lot of bad habits.
Right.
Staying up all night, drinking too much, smoking, and blah, 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 et cetera.
Well, and I was just reminded through a text message, you know, sun damage, not worrying. Sunscreen and things along those lines, that's another thing where you could be doing all these other things correctly, but if you're not doing that, you may be negating all of it.
That's right. And, you know, the ozone layer is a lot different than it was, you know, 200, 300 years ago. So, but you do need some because it helps, you know, metabolize vitamin D as well. And as an aside, don't forget, vitamin D is now associated with either worse COVID symptoms or even contracting
right.
it.
Right.
Everything
right.
works together.
Nicolette, how do folks find more about you? And you've done great work. I appreciate you joining us, by the way.
Thank you. www.nutrisource.org. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Nicolette, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
You too.
Have a great evening. We appreciate it very much. Again, that's nutrisource.org. And you can look Nicolette up, and it's Nicolette Pace, P-A-C-E. And those, again, are the 8 foods that fight wrinkles. To recap, tomatoes, berries, green tea, yogurt, fish, nuts, avocados. And the one thing that she missed, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, of course, is honey. And we had an in-depth conversation a few weeks ago on honey and all of the different positives to it. And again, though, I think that comes down to where your honey is coming from. I'll come back and talk a little bit more about that, because that's another one that you can't just buy honey off the shelf that's been processed and filtered and so on. It's not going to have the same effect as some of the other honeys on the market. We'll talk about that in a moment. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. Again, your vehicle is important. We take it for granted. We really think that, oh, I'm going to hop in it, turn the key, and go. But the reality is, if you don't take care of it, that may not happen. Extreme Auto Repair can help you with that. Don't forget, they'll give you a free second opinion if there's something you've had looked at but you want to know more. They'll give you an estimate, by the way, on the website. And right now, they've got a 15% off for all quote-unquote essential workers. So if you want to know if you can apply for that, if that's you, give them a call today, 303-841-1071, or find them at klzradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith would love to help you when it comes to your financial future. And again, this is just like our health. Your financial health is as important as your physical health. Talk to Al today. 303-744-1128, or again, find him at klzradio.com.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, back to honey. Got a couple of minutes here that we can discuss that for just a moment. By the way, if you want to chime in on this last conversation, feel free to do so, 303-477-5600. And honey, yes, it's kind of one of those superfoods that folks have now been rediscovering. It's not that it ever went anywhere. It's been around since the beginning of time. And even though it's technically sugar, it does not have the same effects on your system that sugar normally would have. It's actually good for your skin. In some cases, it's good for your allergies. And this is where we learned even a few weeks ago, buying the right kind of sugar makes all the difference, or right kind of honey makes all the difference in the world. What I mean by that is there is, you know, unfiltered honey or honey that's been barely filtered, but it's locally grown, you know, locally harvested is what I should say. You know, the bees basically are near you And what I've learned over time is on the allergy side of the fence, that locally grown honey, and if you can even get it unfiltered, yes, it does do, in my opinion, and I think I'm living proof, it does do wonders for your allergies. What you're really doing is think of it as kind of a normal vaccine, not the one we have right now with COVID, which isn't a vaccine at all, as we've learned. It's gene therapy. But honey is a lot like a regular vaccine, where essentially your body is learning to fight off those things that it's allergic to by ingesting it in that honey that's coming out of the area that you live in. So you'll find in certain areas where, you know, for example, right now Costco's got a local Colorado-grown honey, they call it. I haven't done a lot of research on that, but I think it's going to be better than regular honey you would buy off the shelf where you have no idea where it came from. But I think one step better than that even Costco local Colorado honey would be finding a beekeeper even in your area, farmers markets or so on, that have that honey that's being harvested locally. And I'm one to say as close to your home or where you hang out as you can. And we learned this a few weeks ago, all of the different benefits that honey has. And again, these are some of the things that we're rediscovering. It's funny, we forget, and I believe modern medicine has done some of this, we forget about some of the qualities of some of the foods that we have out there because modern medicine comes along and says, oh, we can do that better synthetically. Well, I think as time has gone by, we've all learned that no, they can't do it better synthetically. And by the way, some things are better in synthetic form. Oil for your car, for example. Yes, synthetic oil for your car, much, much better than regular, you know, petroleum-based motor oil. We don't ingest motor oil, those folks. We're eating these other things that we talk about in the food that we consume and knowing where it comes from, you know, how it's harvested, all of that. Yes, it does make a difference. It's, again, why we partner up with Ascent Health Center, Dr. Julie, and Barber's Foods. You know, Greg Bloom at Barber's, he knows exactly every single animal, how they're raised, what they do, how they handle it. And he gave me an example the other day that I think I can share on air. So where he gets his chickens from, and for a lot of you, you might find this shocking, but where a lot of chickens are raised and grown, when the chicks are hatched, sometimes chicks will have problems. They'll have deformities or, you know, something will happen and that chick's just not going to be able to make it through that particular growing season, which in a lot of cases isn't very long, 8 to 10 weeks. Where Greg gets his chickens from, typically what they do with those chickens is, those chicks, is they just throw them away. They'll grind them up. They make feed out of them. They throw them away. They do all sorts of things with those chicks. It is fact, it's actually very inhumane the way they do that. In the case of where Greg gets his chicks from and where I buy my chicken from, which is through Barber's, those chicks that have those problems, they euthanize them with CO2 where it just takes the oxygen out of the air. They sort of fall asleep. They die. And it's a done deal. They're not just throwing them alive into a grinder or into the dumpster to allow them to die there. So again, just little things like that when it comes to, you know, Barber's Foods and the meat and the protein that they're providing to you. You may not know the backstory on all of the things that I just said. I'm learning more and more as I go along with Greg, but there is so much to learn there. We'll keep having Greg on. And this just goes back to what we talk about each and every Wednesday, being healthy, getting healthy, making you feel better, live longer, enjoy life. And again, I know a lot of folks don't listen to this hour because I guess they feel like they're already healthy, although I will tell you some of the folks I've met that don't listen to this hour should pay attention to what we talk about during this hour because we do go over a lot of things that I believe will help not only you but everybody else in your family. So we'll come right back. Purefoy Chevrolet is up next. And I mention Purefoy a lot when it comes to how you buy a car because very rarely can you go in and buy a car and have a really great experience. Typically, people dread buying a car of any kind, new or used. They just don't want that experience. They hate it. They don't like it. They don't know what's going on. They don't understand the numbers, the process, how the transaction works. It's not that way at Purefoy Chevrolet. They'll walk you through the whole thing. It literally is like going back in time to buy a car, and they make that process very easy. So shop online at purefoychevrolet.com or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purifoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purifoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purifoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, that's it for this first hour. We appreciate you listening. Tonight at 6 o'clock will be the National Crawford Roundtable, where we really had a great time today talking a lot about just the inauguration and, you know, other things that we went through, and even how the literally how the left won the election. Up next, though, Richard Battle, how we can perform like Tom Brady in any undertaking. Hang tight. We'll be right back. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.